I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're on hiatus and we're posting some of the best Watch What Happens Live episodes from our vault. This is Nicki Minaj.
My Andyconda don't want none unless you got Nicki, hon. And we do. It's the Andyconda special on Watch What Happens Live with Nicki Minaj now.
I hope I did okay. This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling systems. Hey. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen on the most important day of the year, the Andyconda Spectacular with Her Majesty. Her new album, The Pink Print, is available right now. It's Nicki Minaj, everybody. Her Majesty. Do you know how scary that was, doing that in front of you?
I can only imagine.
I love you. I'm such a fan of yours. I'm so excited that you're here. I love your high ponytail.
Thank you.
I love all the ice you're giving me. I love the cleavage.
This is all for you.
It is.
I want people at home to know that I'm obsessed with your shows, all your shows, and I watch this, I DVR all your stuff. And it's an honor for me to be here.
Thank you.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, you can't. I don't think I can either. Nikki's not the only thing here that comes alive at night. Mies Walla Peck from the new movie Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb, is behind our bar. Woo! Hey there, Mies Walla. Great to see you. Our poll question tonight is long, thick, and can't get enough buns, hon. Tell us, does your anaconda want none unless you got buns, hon? Yes or no? Text your vote to 27286, and we will reveal the answer before the end of the show. I think it's a yes, right?
I'm sorry, I was distracted by that horrible picture you just
showed. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. I thought that picture was hot.
I hate it.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you know what? You learn something new every second with Nicki Minaj.
Sure I do.
Yes, and Nicki Minaj, Her Majesty, is here to answer your questions. So tweet me at Andy or call us up at 877-33-BRAVO and talk to us live. I'm so excited that you're here live tonight.
Yes, we are here live.
Yes.
I just Instagrammed and told everybody to watch it right now.
Okay,
so
good.
Everybody's watching it.
We're in Soho. You slept down here for me.
Yes, I slept down here.
I've
had a long day.
You have?
But you know what? Surprisingly, I still have energy.
Okay,
good. You know, I was very excited about tonight.
Okay, good. Me too. And I'm excited because you're going to plead the fifth in a little while. Okay. I know you know what that means. Okay, while we wait for all your questions to roll in, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, she may have one of the most famous asses in history, but what's behind her is matched only by that which rests on her head. Here's what. Roll the Nicki Minaj triumphant hair montage. I'm obsessed. Take a look. Yes. 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 giving us everything.
Ew, 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 ew.
Yes.
Ew, 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 ew.
Yes.
Ew, ew, ew. Oh, my God.
Yes, give it up. Now, you're saying, do you mean ew, I love it, or ew, ew?
Did you purposely pick the worst, every worst picture known to man?
No, what are you talking about? You're nuts. Oh, you're nuts.
I'm not feeling
no? Oh, you're not? Oh, my God, I've offended you already?
Yes.
No, but Nicki Minaj, you're really going more natural now. Do you feel like you did all the colorful, you did all the wig, and now it's just Nicki, like, bare bones, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I just wanted to change. I just felt like it was a little bit too much. And I also think that sometimes when women do a lot, that people think that they're hiding something.
Uh-huh, that they're only about that.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm really a real girl, and I really think that, you know, I could go outside with my regular hair when I want to and look cute if I want to.
Well, you look more than cute, and I love your look, and I love
you-ness. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, I think I got her back. Second, I was really entertained by the 12 inches of scandal caused by Nicki's Grammy nominated single Anaconda. Here's what thousands of people posted: reaction videos. Your fans are so amazing.
I love them.
You love them.
I'm so obsessed with them.
What does it feel like watching people who care so much and make those videos?
It makes me so happy because their passion is like, I never thought I would see something like that. I never, like, they focus, they pay attention to everything, they know every change I make, they're rooting me on, like, it's just a blessing.
It is a blessing.
Yeah.
And last, not only can Nicki twerk her butt like a cake she'd let Drake and Lil Wayne eat, she can also throw shade like she's at the damn ass Olympics. Here's what, speaking of shade, there's been plenty of it thrown around Atlanta. It's time for a little round of Do ATL Us. Okay, I know you're an Atlanta Housewives fan.
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna show you some different shady moments from the show. And you tell me whose side you're on or where you stand on this, okay?
Okay,
Cynthia versus NeNe. Where do you stand with those two?
Oh, God. NeNe is a Sag like me, so I automatically feel like I understand her. I do understand. NeNe is over top, but I do get sometimes, like, you want your friend to ride or die with you. And if I got a problem with that chick, you better have a problem with her, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it.
What about Apollo admitting that he lied to Kenya? What?
I was so disappointed.
You were disappointed?
I was very disappointed.
Yes.
Because, you know, I thought he was such a stand-up guy, and I loved him for so many years. And I was like, oh, my God, but you see how people are dangerous in this world? And that's why you can't believe anything you hear.
Do you think he and Phaedra should stay together, or you think them splitting up is correct?
He really betrayed her. And I know that she comes across really mean, you know, how she was treating him, but she's hurt. And a lot of times, you know, women act really, really angry when we're really, really hurt.
Yeah. Mama Joyce and Todd. Oh, do not get Nicki started.
Cha.
All right.
Well, what I'll say is I feel for Candy. I feel for Candy. Her.
Yes, yeah. She's in a tough spot. Now, let me ask you this. Thank you for doing that. Did you put Fix It Jesus in your song based on Phaedra?
Yes, of course.
Yes, you did. It's in Yes, Bitch.
Shout out to Phaedra. Of course I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You like Phaedra. Yes.
Love her.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, very good. By the way, Lena Dunham tweeted today, every Jewish male comedy writer should just wish he were as witty as Nicki Minaj.
What?
Don't you love that? Okay, we got a email from Kim from Arizona who said, if you were single and Drake was single, would you want to sleep with him? His verse in Only makes me think that he would be into it.
No.
You love him in a different way.
Yes.
Are you, I have to ask you, I'm a huge Madonna fan as well as a huge You fan. Are you on the new album?
I think that's a question for Madonna.
Okay. She's on the phone, everybody. No, I'm just kidding. I couldn't handle that. I would freak out. Okay, let's go to the phones for Nicki Minaj. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Leah, and I'm from Philly.
Hey, Leah, what's your question?
Hi, Nicki.
Hi.
My question is, when will you be announcing... I have two questions. When will you be announcing your American tour?
I think we're going to probably end up announcing it maybe around, like, April or something, because I know... I think it's going to go out, like, around June. So maybe, like, March, April.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
And my second question is, If you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
Oh, what would Nicki Minaj's housewife tagline be?
That's such a great question, and I wish I had a good one.
Do you
one.
Want to think about it during
the break? Yeah, let me
break?
Think about it.
Okay,
and, yeah,
okay. You're a big Beverly Hills Housewives fan too, right?
Obsessed.
Oh, good.
Obsessed.
Oh, good. All right. Hillary from North Dakota said, you've worked with Ariana Grande up close and personal. Is that Johnny giant ponytail real or fake?
Oh, my God. I would never say.
You would never say. Okay. All right. Because I know that giant ponytail is
it's
as
real.
Real as it gets.
Henny Chan.
I can tell.
You
from
know
right
it's
here.
All real,
Oh, I know
yes,
it's
sir.
All real. Yes, I do. So, Tor from New Jersey wants to know what the best and worst part of touring with Britney Spears was.
The best part was I picked up a lot of new fans who probably wouldn't have otherwise listened to my music. And plus, I was so new at that time.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part, I hated my set. Like, it was very low budget.
It was low budget.
Yeah.
What do you consider your big break?
I don't know. I guess the song I first did with Young Money, which was Bedrock.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the first, that sold like 3 million copies. So people saw my face and they knew the song and the song was a hit. So that was like one of my big breaks, I guess.
Yes, that would be a big break. Okay, let's go to the phones for Nicki Minaj. Caller, what's your name, man? From where are you calling?
Hey, this is Kendrick and I'm calling from Indianapolis.
Hey, Kendrick, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, first of all, I have your book, and I'm loving it so far.
Thank
and,
you.
And, Nicki, I just wanted to ask you, how do you feel about Tyga and Lil Wayne publicly saying so much about the record label and how they want to get off of it?
I think that it'll all be well in due time.
It'll all work out in due time. I like it. Alex M. said, you probably get a lot of requests to be featured on songs. Of course you do. Can you name a song that you've turned down?
I can name a few, but I'd rather not.
Okay, who are you wearing tonight, by the way? A lot of people are tweeting in wanting to know. Do you know? Oh my God.
I think this is Saint Laurent, but I'm not sure. Is it? Is Rushka here? Because you want to look, Andy? Look.
Yeah, sure.
What does it mean?
Oh, it's Givenchy.
It's Givenchy.
I like it.
It's Givenchy.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
This is Paris from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Paris. What's your question?
First of all, Nicki, me and my 9-year-old daughter love you. We're watching you this evening.
Hi. Hi,
guys. I wanted to know, what was tougher for you, the little nip slip that you had or when you had the dress malfunction at the VMAs?
Well, definitely a nip slip because the dress malfunction didn't show anything, thank the Lord.
Right.
Yeah, the nip slip was very, very hard for me to deal with.
And what was going through your mind when that happened?
Panic.
For real?
I was so panicked. At the VMAs,
yeah.
I was very panicked, and I contemplated not going out at all, and then I was like, I would let Jesse and Ari down, and you know, I didn't want to do that to them and ruin their moment, and I felt like I wanted to crawl under a freaking rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you didn't let on. I mean, you were.
Yeah,
you were,
but you know, when you're in a situation like that, you think everyone can see the panic on your face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I thought everyone's seeing it, and then when I got off stage, everybody said, "You handled it well." and people said that I was smiling. I, in my head, my face was like, but I guess I just kept that little smile on, like.
Back to the phones for Nicki Minaj. Caller, what's your name, man? From where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. I love you, by the way.
Love you back.
Hi, Nicki. How are you? You look awesome. Your boobs look amazing, by the way.
What's up?
Okay. My question is, Nicki, what do you like to do on your day off? Like, do you kind of just lounge around the house and kind of just do, you know, whatever? What do you like to do on your day off?
I like to lay down in bed and watch reruns of everything I DVR'd, and that's how I stay up on top of all the housewife stuff. I you know, and I like to eat like really fattening stuff.
You do?
Yeah, like I wish I could have just like a whole bunch of cake and ice cream all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you dance enough and exercise enough, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. On tour especially, like I lose the weight very, very quickly. But,
right. So. Shelby S. wants to know if you've gotten to babysit Blue Ivy at all.
No, but I met her and she's so precious. Like I wanted to just eat her. Like she's just so cute and she's so smart and you know, oh my goodness. She was like, I want to see Nicki Minaj. She told Jay, I want to see Nicki Minaj. Like they brought it in the dressing room and I just held her little tiny hand and it's just, she's so precious. And she did a dance routine. She did one of B's routines in the hallway. Wow. Everybody gathered around her and watched her dance. And I said, yes, Miss Lady.
She's got it. Miss Lady's got it. Okay, everybody. Nicki may have the confidence to whip a nip out on Good Morning America, but can she handle the girth of Plead the Fifth? Let's find out. Nicki Minaj, I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one. Here we go. You were on Beyoncé's Flawless remix, which was really the only time she's commented publicly on the elevator Michigas. What can you tell me about what you know about what went on in that elevator, Nicki Minaj? You're under oath.
Not a damn thing.
All right. Do you know more than we know?
Of course not. And if I did, I wouldn't say. No.
Okay. You once rapped that you got a big fat ass, big dicks follow. Right? Who has the biggest dick in the music industry?
I've never seen anybody's penis in the industry, actually. I saw one penis for 10 years, and that's all I'll say about that.
Who is the biggest dick in the music industry?
I want to say, but it would be so real that I can't.
You going to plead the fifth?
I got to plead the fifth on that one. But honey, chop, I was to say that night.
Oh, my God, I'm dying to hear this name.
It's two names that I want to say, honey. Yeah.
Really?
Yes, two guys, for lack of a better
term. Two guys?
Yeah.
Two men?
If you want to call them that.
Wow. Two infantile dickheads.
Dickheads. Wishing for the kid to fail right now, but I ain't gonna. So keep it moving, and I am gonna blow up your spot one of these days.
Give it up for Nicki Minaj, everybody. Yes. Thank you for playing. You win a stretched out Andyconda stocking filled with a whole lot of Mazel swag. No, it's good. You're going to like this. Nicki Rachel Gordian wants to know what your workout regime is. Your body is amazing.
I hate to say I don't work out at all.
But you don't work out at all.
I don't.
Wow. That's amazing. Nikkei 24 wants to know, who was your idol growing up musician-wise and why?
Lauryn Hill, for obvious reasons. I had a lot. Like, Lauryn was one. I loved Janet Jackson. Yeah.
Janet. We need more Janet.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like in Dubai somewhere. Where is Janet?
She's chilling. She gave the world so much. Let her enjoy her time now.
Okay, all right. Okay, I will let Janet enjoy her time, but I would like maybe a Nicki Janet collab or something.
Now you're talking,
Andy.
Now you're talking.
I'm just spitballing here, okay?
I mean, you know, I'm right.
Okay, this is what I think. All right. Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to Philadelphia City Councilman Jim Kenney, who's getting heat from people for a tweet he sent in which he said, Chris Christie has a fat ass. You guys, in the spirit of Nicki Minaj, maybe he was just giving him a compliment. That being said, my Andyconda probably don't want none of Chris Christie, hon. Sorry. My jackal goes to an elephant in the room. I know a lot of you probably expect me to rag on North Korea, but enough of you seem to be doing that for us all on Twitter. Let's just be real. All politics aside, the real jackal of this whole thing is that now we all have to go see Annie. I don't know about that. Okay, our poll question tonight was, does your anaconda want none unless you got buns, hon? You voted. Yes, of course, it's a landslide. Now, I gotta ask you a question. You've been posting all these really great kind of ass selfies. I was wondering if you would let me take one with your ass.
No.
Okay. All right, I like it. I want to thank Her Majesty for gracing us with her presence. Hey, everybody, it's Andy. I'm here with Nicki Minaj. We're live in Soho on BravoTV.com. The Pink Print is out now. Our bartender, Mizuwa Pack. The movie is Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. Did you have fun making the movie? I mean...
Oh, my God, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you work
with... It's going to be amazing.
Did you work with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah. He was my teddy.
Whoa, my God.
Yes, this is dedicated to him, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to see what you have for me.
Andy, this is my present from me to you with all of my goodies, all of my stuff.
What is...
You got my mixed Moscato, my own mixed Moscato, and my limited edition, and my perfume, and some other goodies, and I just... Oh, and my pill, my Beats pill.
Oh,
my God. So you can listen to the Pink Print on your Beats pill.
Oh, my God, I love it.
So I just want to say that I love you, I love your show, and I wish you the best.
I really appreciate it. I love you, too.
Thank you for having me.
Do you feel okay about everything that went down here tonight?
Yes.
Are you going to leave happy tonight?
I am leaving very happy.
Okay,
and
good.
I'm just happy that this is going to be on... Oh, wait, Shrika, is this going to be on my DVR?
Oh, this will be
I
on your DVR.
This is going to be on my DVR. So
will you
I can
watch it if
forever.
It's on your DVR?
I'll watch this. I usually don't watch everything I do, but I'll watch this one.
Okay, I like it. Okay, let's go to the phones for Nicki Minaj. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from LA.
Hey, oh my God, I can't believe. Is it Britney Spears?
Hey, Brittany.
No, hi, Nicki. It's Baba Bo Minaj, and it's Belle Donna Fab. So we have two questions for you. Mm-hmm. So the first one is, what's your favorite outfit of all time?
And also, what's your favorite wig of all time?
Favorite outfit and wig that you've worn anywhere. That's a huge, long list, I have to say.
God, y'all be asking me some questions, honey child. Maybe think. I don't know. I don't wear 1,000 wigs. I guess, my L wig.
Your L wig.
The blonde hair with the dark roots for L, the cover of L.
Oh, okay.
Remember
how
when I stripped it all down?
Yes.
And it was down and, yes.
Yes.
Going down.
That was it. Do you have a favorite outfit that you wore?
I love that whole shoot, actually. I loved when it just was simple. It was a white t-shirt and just jeans. And it just, for the first time, I think people were like, oh, she's a real human.
Right.
And I loved that whole moment.
Do you feel like people are looking at you differently now that you're more stripped down in terms of your look? It's closer to who you are?
Yeah. I think people, I definitely think that people have connected with the album a lot more.
I think
because they realize, again, real person, relatable, actual stories. Like I wrote about real things that have been going on in my life.
Talk to me about working with Madonna. What was that like for you?
It was such a learning experience because I've never met anyone with that kind of work ethic. And she did it all being really super calm. You know, she's a boss. She's a boss. And she's very into every detail. And I was just like, oh my God, she put so much into that Super Bowl performance. Like, it blew me away.
Were you nervous for the Super Bowl performance?
Of course I was.
You were?
Of course.
What is the one performance that you've done that you were the most nervous for, or you thought this is the biggest thing I've ever done?
I'd rather not speak on that, but I will say one of the performances that I was the most comfortable and had the most fun with was Anaconda at the VMAs this past year. Like,
uh-huh.
I had so much fun doing it. Like, the crowd was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have another call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Danae, and I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, Danae, what's your question?
Hi, Nikki. I love you, baby. Leslie. I just wanted to let you know that. I just wanted to know what was the best part of working with Beyonce on your new track, Feeling Myself, which I love, by the way.
Thank you. The best part about working with Beyonce is that she... is to know that she likes what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of pretty amazing that someone that I looked up to for such a long time respects what I do as well.
Back to the phones for Nicki Minaj. The Pink Print is out now, everybody. Go download it. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Brittany calling from Hampton, Virginia.
Hey, Brittany, what's your question?
Andy, first, I'm going to say that you're so funny. You're so excited that Nicki's there.
I know. I am so excited. How could I not be?
I know. It's so cute. I love it when you're excited. Kind of like when the doorbell rings. Anyway, so first off, and then Nicki, me and my best friend admire you, and we love you to death, and you're just so awesome.
Thank
you. So my question is, what's your favorite Bravo moment? I want to know.
What is my favorite Bravo moment? Like, even with the shows, or this show?
It can be anything.
Oh, my God. I just think this last thing, this moment with Phaedra and Apollo was so compelling.
Yeah.
Like, I was like this. Like, it felt like something crazy. Like, you know, seeing him go to court that day and, yeah. like, talk about, you know, his wife and the boys weren't there. And then seeing you guys cut to what Phaedra and the boys yeah. were doing. Like, it was just...
Intense.
Oh, my God. So intense.
Yeah. Real.
So real yeah. and heartfelt. Yeah. And yeah.
Yes. Okay, one more phone call. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? For Nicki Minaj, The Pink Print is out now.
My name is Shanika, and I'm calling from Detroit. I just want to start by saying, Nicki Minaj, I love you so much. Oh, my God.
I love
and
you,
And I just
want to
ask you, in your free time, what other artists do you listen to?
In my free time, I listen to a lot of reggae. I don't know. I mean, I say that a lot, but I've listened to, like, a lot of Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. You done Noah Sin. You done Blood Clot Noah. And I know they have no idea what I just said. It's a whole bunch of white people in the room, y'all.
I know.
But, yeah, and I listen to a lot of gospel music, which is, and I listen to a lot of Enya. You guys know that. So I've got very eclectic taste.
I know. I love the Enya thing.
Yeah, I
that
love
always...
her. I love her so much.
Right.
Yeah.
Hashtag Andy Conda is trending right now on
his
Twitter.
Andy
I love
Conda
it.
Do,
yes.
His Andy Conda do. His Andy Conda do want some cause Nicki is his boo. Little in the middle.
Yeah, I love it. So we got a question on Twitter. When you gave everyone on American Idol a nickname, right, when they came
yeah.
in. What nickname would you give me if I came in or?
I got it already. Pandy.
Pandy?
Yeah.
Okay, Pandy. All right, everybody, it's Nicki Minaj. The Pink Print is out now. Go see Wolfpack in the film Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb. And it's thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. I really appreciate it. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Tomorrow night, Sting will plead the fifth, everybody. See you then. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus. explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.